In July, we said Minnesota carried the loudest positive regression signal in the division, a league most 29 giveaways with the scheme, the coordinator, and Justin Jefferson all retained, and that the entire bet was the word average. Fix the quarterback play to mere competence, and the bounce math does the rest. The job was open. 2 weeks of camp later, the job is still open, and the evidence is worth reading carefully, because it doesn't all point the same way. The rep count points one way. The Star Tribune's camp coverage on Friday had Kyler Murray continuing to take the bulk of the first team snaps in 11-on-11 work, and called him the leader in the clubhouse for now. The Vikings First and S-Call Network's tracking, via Tyler Furness, has run the arithmetic further. Murray has received roughly twice McCarthy's first-team volume across camp, a gap wide enough that the beat has openly asked whether Kevin O'Connell has already decided. The coach's public position, from Furness's reporting, is process language. It's not an exact science. You want to get the information, and you want to find out how he's going about things, with practices deliberately structured in four-day blocks to build a real sample. Furness projects a named starter between August 18th and 23, around the joint practice window. The tape points at nobody, and the beat has been unusually willing to say so. Furness's assessment after seven practices, August 6th, leaned Murray. Some excellent vertical throws during camp that we haven't seen from McCarthy. Plus the compliment-shaped observation that his scrambling style is annoying in the most complimentary, fashionable way. But the same ecosystem's summary 2 days later was blunter. Both quarterbacks have been just fine, with the sharpest framing coming from the Two Old Bloggers podcast. The second worst outcome is what we have right now. Both guys are so-so. Nobody's really running away with it. Kevin Seifert's ESPN camp file caught both halves in single practices. One day the reps split 10-8 with Murray escaping the rush to find Jefferson on a crosser and also sailing a ball high over the middle. Another day McCarthy had one of his best practices, a deep out to Dante Fleming, the route Seifert notes he's excelled at all summer, and three touchdowns in a four-play red zone sequence. Neither quarterback had what the Star Tribune would call a banner day on Friday. One charting-adjacent detail from the beat deserves its own paragraph, because it rhymes with everything our data said in July. Furness's tracking has McCarthy completing a noticeably higher percentage of his throws, on a significantly shorter average depth of target. Depth of target is the stickiest number in our receiving record, and its quarterback cousin tends to persist, too. A competition where one man throws deeper and the other throws safer isn't just a camp battle. It's two different offenses auditioning, and O'Connell's choice will tell us which one he thinks catches the bounce. The stakes got named twice this week from outside the practice fields. Mike Sando's annual quarterback tiers survey of 50 coaches and executives at The Athletic landed with Murray 23rd and McCarthy 34th, and every other NFC North starter ranked ahead of both, a fact the Vikings beat repeated to itself all week like a pulled tooth. And co-owner Mark Wilf, in his annual camp meeting with reporters, chose his words with visible care, per Seifert's file. We try to be patient as an ownership. But of course, patience isn't infinite. Furness has reported the roster mechanics corollary. Whoever loses this competition is a trade candidate, Murray included. Around the quarterbacks, the camp has been quietly encouraging in the places July worried about. Receiver Ty Felton, who barely played offense as a rookie, has been the breakout of camp by Furness's account. Catching, separating, stacking corners. Dallas Turner and Tyrion Ingram Dawkins headline the Star Tribune's Ready to Breakout list on a defense replacing three starters. Blake Brandel has settled in as the new center. Sixth-round back Demond Claiborne housed a 70-yard run in Seifert's midweek file. And Jamal Adams, yes, that one, has taken early first-team safety work with Harrison Smith's situation still unresolved. Does the July framing hold? Unchanged, in the precise sense. The preview said the bounce was real, and the quarterback was the open variable. And camp has confirmed the variable remains open while adding texture about its lean. The rep count says Murray. The film consensus says neither has closed it. The error bars we called the widest in the division are exactly as wide as they were, with a closing date now penciled in. What would change it? The starter announcement Furness projects for the August 18-23 window, the single most checkable item in this division, and, before that, how the first team reps split in the preseason opener. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.